pro-transgender propaganda film for children sponsored by pharmaceutical company that creates feminizing drug. By Spencer Lindquist on November 12, 2022. A pro-transgender propaganda film for children called Mama Has a Mustache was sponsored by Bayer, a pharmaceutical company that produces drugs that are used to feminize men who identify as transgender. Mama Has a Mustache is all about normalizing transgenderism, particularly in the minds of one group of people, young children. The film's website bears the phrase "Kids Talk Gender" directly above the trailer, which starts with a child being asked, "Can you be a girl and have a boy body, or be a boy and have a girl body?" A young child answers, "Yes, that's transgender. I feel like I'm not really a boy or a girl," one child says in the trailer. The synopsis of Mama Has a Mustache leaves no room for doubt about the film's intentions to mold the minds of young children. The film is driven completely by audio interviews of kids ages 5 to 10 and explores how children are able to experience a world outside of the traditional gender binary. How do kids, many of whom embrace this gender non-binary, perceive their own and their parents' gender? What are the ways in which children of non-binary people are freed up to express themselves in a whole new range of forms? The director, Sally Rubin, a tenured professor at Chapman University, asks in a statement, "Parents, teachers, and kids are now in a place where they are ready to begin talking about these issues, ready to bring these conversations into the home and into the classroom," Rubin notes. Rubin goes on to explain why she thinks the film is particularly important now, saying, "While legislation around gender and identity continues to try to keep kids from being who they are, Mama Has a Mustache seeks to explore and uncover this exciting new frontier with lightness, humor, childlike openness, and play." The director is particularly interested in embedding this film into classrooms. She notes that they will be promoting the film in a number of ways, including by creating a teaching toolkit and discussion guide for in-classroom use. Rubin created the film in conjunction with Max Strebel, the director of animation, and Stacey Goldate, the editor and co-producer. All three identify as either queer or non-binary. The film has a number of sponsors, but one stands out from the rest. Bayer, a multinational pharmaceutical corporation, is among the film's sponsors. Bayer produces a drug called cyproterone acetate, an anti-androgen that has been used to feminize men who identify as women. Bayer creates multiple different forms of the drug. It is often used in combination with estrogens in trans women to achieve feminization. One study that discusses the use of cyproterone acetate reads, "Transgender activist Zinnia Jones discussed the use of cyproterone acetate in an article titled 4 Low-Cost Alternatives to Puberty Blockers for Transgender Adolescents." One study from 2021 attempted to find the lowest possible dose of cyproterone acetate that could be used in trans women in order to achieve the intended results. Joshua Safer, who is now the director of the Mount Sinai Gender Clinic, co-authored an article in 2013 that discussed the use of cyproterone acetate in order to feminize men. Breitbart News previously revealed that Joshua Safer received financial compensation from Endo Pharmaceuticals, which produces Apprel in LA, a drug that is commonly used off-label as a puberty blocker. One of the cyproterone acetate drugs that Bayer creates is called Dian-35-ED. The drug also includes ethinylstradiol, which assists in the feminization of a man who attempts to transition into a woman. The drug has been used by men who attempt to grow breasts in order to appear feminine. Breitbart News has revealed that pharmaceutical interests that profit from transgenderism have continuously worked to normalize the phenomena. One investigative report from Breitbart News found that the Gender Cool Project, which seeks to normalize child transgenderism by securing high-profile media appearances for youth who identify as transgender, was sponsored by AbbVie Pharmaceuticals. Children involved in the organization, as well as founders Jennifer Gross Handler and Geera Goldstein, appeared on the Today Show with Megyn Kelly. In another instance, activists from the organization met with President Biden at the White House and even spoke from behind the presidential podium. AbbVie produces Lupron, a puberty-blocking drug that has also been used to chemically castrate sex offenders. Breitbart News also revealed that several doctors, including the directors of various gender clinics at children's hospitals, have received financial compensation from AbbVie and Endo Pharmaceuticals, which both create puberty-blocking medication. Neither director Sally Rubin or Bayer responded to a request for comment. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at Slindquist@Breitbart.com.